How's your girl, man?
She left me.
Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah. And my dad got deported.
I'm never gonna financially recover from this.
Put my stuff in Jell-O again.
I did not sleep for 1 second last night, and I cracked the bottom of the toilet.
My life.
Yes, there's a website. It's called F My Life. The website F My Life, where people post their slights, and you, the discerning reader, then decide whether or not they deserved it or their lives are truly effed up.
All right,
and it's fun to go through them, grab a few, share them here on the radio show.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed the other day though, when I was researching this
piece,
it came up as F My Life, the best jokes on the internet, or something like that. And I'm like, these are not jokes.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. This is
kind of sad.
Are you trying to pad this a little bit?
Yeah,
because
right?
It is so sad?
Yes. Just want to make it acceptable to laugh at.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we call it
jokes. Well, that's the thing about anybody that posts up here knows it's going to be judged. You're supposed to judge them. So, with that said, let's start. Here we go. Today, while cashiering at Walmart, a creepy guy came in buying jumper cables, a car battery, some WD-40, a Fisher-Price play guitar, some laxatives, and one of each flavor of yogurt. Curious about this interesting combination of items, I asked what he was up to today. He simply said, necromancy. And then left. Wow.
Good answer.
Raise the dead. Today, we tried to have sex for the first time, but I got so excited my blood pressure shot up and I got a nosebleed that didn't stop for nearly 30 minutes.
Whoa.
After it finally stopped, we tried again. She accidentally headbutted me, and the nosebleeding hasn't stopped since then.
Oh.
I'm feeling very lightheaded.
Oh.
I want to seek medical attention. Jeez.
You know, it's interesting. The first time that you make love with someone, because it's like a dance, and you don't know everybody's moves, and it is kind of awkward sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Arms going which way? Which side of the bed do you like to start on, or whatever it happens to be?
I can tell right away. If this isn't a one-night thing.
Yeah.
I can tell right away if we're going to click or not, though. Because when you have those awkward moments, do you laugh them off and just move on?
Or
is it awkward? Yeah.
Well, if you have a nosebleed for more than 4 hours, you seek medical attention. That's it, right?
Thank you, doctor.
Okay, I just know if I'm drunk, I cannot have you on top. I have to be on top.
He falls asleep.
Sadly, I've been that guy.
It happens. Man.
Falls asleep. Hey, today, my mom won't stop calling up all of her friends and family and even telling complete strangers about my bowel problems.
Oh, mom.
Even at parties, she talks about my pooping habits every chance she gets.
Why?
This isn't what I want to be known for. F my life. Yeah.
That sucks.
TMI, man.
Yeah, your mom.
TMI.
Wow.
This is the interesting thing about our family. We're from a family of twisted colons.
I know. She's so proud.
Yeah, or something.
Did I tell you about my son?
You know, Connie's IBS is just something. Today I came home and I heard a noise in the bathroom. I figured it was my girlfriend, so I went over as the door was being closed. And I said, hey, you don't have to close it. I've seen your beautiful body before. Turns out it was her mom.
Nope. Oh.
Today, after my car died a mile from my house, I huffed and puffed and pushed it all the way home on the street. Pushed it back to my house off the street so I wouldn't get a ticket leaving the car there overnight. After getting it towed to the shop in the morning, I got a call telling me, hey, we put some gas in it. Starts up just fine.
That'll be $150.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, my roommate has stopped brushing his teeth because, quote, animals don't brush their teeth either. You know what else animals don't do? Smoke a pack of Marlboros every day. Half of my life.
Not wrong.
Nope, not wrong. Today, after drawing a huge portrait of a homeless man, to raise awareness about homelessness. I showed him the picture that I had drawn of him. When I told him I was glad he liked the drawing, he reached out and groped me. F my life. Honk. Honk, honk. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
You're catching a roundhouse. Like, what? Yeah.
Today, I am a full-time investment portfolio analyst.
Oh, that's
fancy. Nice. At one of the largest groups in America. It has been my dream job. I worked my ass off. I am one of the best analysts there, and people like me.
Good.
Also, I haven't slept properly in over 3 months, had a single day off, and I am about to mentally break down.
Yeah.
I got everything I wanted, but what it takes to do it, F my life. Man, that's tough.
Yeah, but at least you got a job. Shut up.
Yeah. But if I go back to sleeping, I won't be as good as I was. Today, the guy I really love, and who apparently loves me too, told me he just can't be with me because he's moving away to buy an oyster farm.
I love you, but I love oysters
yes.
more. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off and be really horny by myself.
with all these oysters.
I made a deal with the Lord to save the bivalves, and I'm sorry. Finally, this one. Today, my grandmother called me to see how my oral surgery went. I had my wisdom teeth out. She gave me a kiss over the phone, but when I tried to make the kissing sound back at her, my mouth bandages got in the way, and it came out like a big, juicy fart. F my life. I love you too, Grandma.
Did you get that, Rose?
There you go, kids. That's F my life here on this Wednesday.